My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert. He represents the Lone Star State's 1st Congressional District. He is a former judge in the state of Texas, and he is a member of the House Natural Resources Committee. It is that expertise we want to draw on for the next few minutes as we discuss President Obama's decision to essentially renege against a promise he made earlier that he would allow the sale of leases for offshore energy exploration off the Atlantic coast. The administration now saying that will not be permitted. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, it's always good to talk to you, Greg. Thank you.
Well, when the president initially said he was going to head in this direction and allow this, there were a lot of surprised people on your side of the aisle who were pleasantly surprised. What do you make of the president going in the opposite direction now?
Well, unfortunately, once again, he has shown that it is the exception when he keeps his word rather than the rule. You know, if you like your insurance, you can keep it. If you like your doctor, you can keep it. For me, marriage is between a man and a woman. And of course, we found out later that that was not his belief, but his campaign knew if he didn't lie and say that, then he realized he probably would not have gotten elected president the first time. So he lies and says what he thinks he needs to say to get elected and then gets elected. And of course, once you're in the White House, it's a lot easier to keep yourself there. So I'm constantly reminded of that that scene in Animal House where the older fraternity brother puts his arm around Flounder after they've just demolished his brother's car and basically says, "Hey, you messed up. You trusted us." President Obama is just good-naturedly saying, "Hey, you actually thought I was going to keep that promise and let you drill out there because that would make us energy independent. And but you fools, don't you realize I just gave Iran $100 billion? You know, do you think I'm going to really be serious about becoming energy independent and not sending money to the Middle East to our enemies?" Wrong. I'm still going to let us keep sending money to our enemies in the Middle East. So that's, you have to read subliminally for that. But clearly, that's what we got when the president broke yet another of his myriad of broken promises.
Congressman, what do we know about the capacity, whether it's oil or natural gas, off the Atlantic coast? What kind of reserves are out there that could have been used to beef up American energy independence?
Well, of course, we know we've got more reserves now than we knew about even 30 years ago. And it's because of fracking and other technology that has become available. And we also know that, and this is a great thing, that you don't need a massive footprint off the coast. You can go down and then go different directions from one main area. But the reserves are there. I don't know exactly the amount, but it appeared if the president were allowing us to go off the coast and drill, and it wasn't going to be within 50 miles. Of course, down in Texas, we understand about that. And I remember when I was little and people said, "No, if you let them drill off the coast, it'll kill off all the fishing. And, you know, we need our fishing. We need the Gulf of Mexico." Well, they started drilling, and nowadays most everybody on the coast knows that the drilling platforms have been a haven and have been a real boon to fishing, and that people like to go fish around the rigs. They're great for fish. They're great for aquatic wildlife, and that actually works well. And now, let's see, we had a hearing. I think they said about 10% of the drilling rigs are requested to be taken out and discarded in the Gulf so that fish and other aquatic life can proliferate around those rigs, that they become artificial reefs. So it's not only just the production of oil and gas, but from what I understand, if we are allowed to drill off the coast, the Atlantic coast, and what he initially was allowing was drilling more than 50 miles beyond. So you can't see the rigs from the beach. I love seeing the rigs lit up from our Texas beaches, but you won't even be able to see them. They'll be too far out beyond the horizon. And they were going to help us become energy independent in a very quick hurry.
We're talking with Texas Republican Congressman Louis Gohmert. And, sir, talk to us a little bit about process now. How did this initial policy get put into place, and is there any role for Congress to play in perhaps reversing what the president's done, or is this something he has the power to do unilaterally?
Well, he has the power to do this unilaterally, even though it's not consistent with the law. But we have the power of the purse to force him to do what he should do. I mean, he's done all kinds of things. He's given amnesty to people he's prohibited from giving it to. He's let people get out of Guantanamo without going through the steps the law requires. So the only way we hold his feet to the fire is if we can get both houses that will protect our roles under the Constitution. But he also knew that whether Harry Reid was in the majority as leader or in the minority as leader, that he's still leading the Senate, and that Harry Reid can protect him from having repercussions from Congress as he violates the law and violates the intent of the law. And so in order to enforce the law, yeah, you can spend many years in court. He won't be here, or he shouldn't, but by the time you get to your day in court. But the other thing, if we could just have Republican leadership stand up sufficiently to Harry Reid and say, hey, you set the cloture rule aside when it suited you in the majority. We're setting it aside. We are going to force the drilling off our Atlantic coast. Those are federal waters, and we're going to allow that to happen for the good of the nation so that we stop funding terrorism more quickly, and we become energy independent and provide more jobs, make energy cheaper, all of the foregoing. And but it's going to take, see, we can do that in the House. We could pass a bill like that in the House, and we'd probably pick up some Democrats doing it too. But in the Senate, it's going to take some courage, and it's going to take Republican leader in the Senate to be a leader and say, I'm reclaiming majority leader status that I've had for over a year. I just haven't used it. I'm going to use it now, and we're going to stop the president from violating the law.
Specifically, what funding would you want addressed if you're going to use the power of the purse and freeze funding? Would it be Department of Energy or somewhere else?
Well, you go after the things he cares about. You shut down the EPA. You shut down every czar that he's created. You shut down every golfing trip that he takes, every vacation he takes. You take out the things that he wants to do until he does the things that he is required to do. That's the way it should work. You don't get to do what you want in violation of the Constitution until you do the things that are required by law.
Congressman, we'll be watching. Thank you, sir, for your time today,
all
as
right.
always.
Good to talk to you, Greg. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Texas Republican Congressman Louis Gohmert represents his state's 1st Congressional District. He is also a member of the House Natural Resources Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.